Are you ready to take control of your finances? We are slowly coming out of the pandemic, and now you have an opportunity to look at your finances in a meaningful way and get control of your debt. St. Cecilia's Church in Beaverton is offering the Financial Peace University program. And with me today to tell you more about their 9-week series is Amanda Earlywine, Coordinator of Youth and Young Adult Ministries. Amanda, thank you so much for joining me today. But Amanda, your name has changed.
It has. I'm still getting used to it. Yeah, I got married a little over a month ago, so was Amanda Jewett. Now I'm Amanda Earlywine.
Oh, well, congratulations to you. You know, for young couples being able to plan their finances, I think this is coming up really a great series. And I'd love for you to tell us a little bit more about this, because I think people may be familiar with Financial Peace University.
Yeah. So for most folks who are trying to figure out how to manage their debt, the name Dave Ramsey probably sounds familiar to them. So Financial Peace University is a course by Dave Ramsey himself. And so it teaches people how to, like you said, get control of their finances, whether you're in debt and living paycheck to paycheck, or you want to learn more about investing. Cryptocurrency has been really big. If you want to understand the investing world a little bit better, or if you're trying to plan for retirement and saving for your children's college funds. Really, we cover everything in this 9-week course that most people need to know in order to learn about how to manage their finances.
Well, Amanda, one of the unique things about Financial Peace University is this program, it brings scripture into handling your finances. Can you explain that a little more?
Absolutely. That's why I love this program so much, is because it places everything within the lens of our Catholic faith, our Christian faith. And a lot of the principles talked about in the FPU, Financial Peace University, are biblically based. So especially the notion of tithing a portion of your income and really being generous with your money. As you go through the course, you'll learn the baby steps of Dave Ramsey and the ultimate financial goal that we try to achieve is the ability to give like no one else and just be outrageously generous. And it takes us through biblical principles of where it says in the Bible to avoid debt. You know, the borrower should never be slave to the lender. And also the importance of tithing a portion of your income and giving to the widow and the orphan, very biblically based principles that we learn about.
Oh, absolutely. And just imagine if you didn't have the debt, that excess money you would be able to transfer into really boosting that tithing. Amanda Earlywine.
Absolutely.
Yep. Amanda Earlywine is joining me today. She is the Coordinator of Youth and Young Adult Ministries at St. Cecilia's Church here in Beaverton. Well, Amanda, we talked a little bit in the beginning about how your name's changed. You are a newlywed. Is this program designed to help people who are just in debt, or could a newly married person, you know, learning about budgeting and retirement and how to avoid some of those pitfalls, would this be a good program for them also?
Absolutely. Yeah. My husband, Kyle, and I, when we were engaged, went through this class as an engaged couple as part of our marriage prep. And for us, it helped us as well. He and I are not in debt, but we wanted to learn how to budget together, how to combine our finances, and even plan for the practical things like retirement and insurance. We just took out a life insurance policy, and we would not have known how to navigate that if it weren't for this class. So even for folks who aren't in debt, the lessons that we go through are still really practical and helpful for just about anyone.
So Amanda, the online course is coming up. Can you give our listeners kind of the rundown, how the evenings are going to work and what's included in the registration?
Totally. So it's, as I mentioned, 9 weeks, and we start on August 24th, Tuesday, and it's 9 weeks. And what we do is it's all over Zoom. So really anyone can join from anywhere. So if you know someone who maybe doesn't live in the area who could benefit from it, they can still join us. And what we do is each lesson has a video that covers a specific topic. So students will watch that video ahead of time. And then when we meet for class on Tuesdays, we will discuss the lesson and kind of go through it and come up with a personalized action plan for each one of us. And that'll take just an hour over Zoom, again, once a week for 9 weeks.
And then as far as people who are registering, is there continued follow-up throughout the year, or is there resources that continue to remain available to them online afterwards?
So in order to take the course, you need a subscription to something called Ramsey Plus, and you can determine your membership. You can have either 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months, a year of membership. And with the membership comes access to lots of different spreadsheets for budgeting and financial planning. You can contact a financial coach who will come up with a personalized plan for you. You have access to all of Dave Ramsey's videos and lessons covering dozens of topics. And yeah, really, it's up to you how long you want access to it for. But it really has like a plethora of resources for anyone trying to get a better hold on their finances.
It is the Financial Peace University program. It's being offered through St. Cecilia's Church in Beaverton. And Amanda Earlywine is the coordinator and joining us today. Amanda, you mentioned something just a moment ago, and I'd like to ask you about that. This is a program that you've run before. You've been able to maintain contact with the different people who were in it. Maybe share with our listeners some of what you've heard back from them as to how well, over a year after actually using it, how it's continued to work for them.
I have three people I'd like to bring up. I have one student who joined the class, and she had six figures worth of student loans taken out, and she's made significant progress on it and is really, granted, she hasn't paid off all her student loans yet, but it's really given her hope and motivation and knowing that she's not going to die with debt. Essentially. Yeah. So the hope that it's given to her is enough to keep her motivated to keep going and really attacking that debt. The second example I'd like to bring up is I had a married couple join us last year, and they were also in debt, and they had three or four small children, and they were trying to tackle that as well. And they came up with a budget. They never had a budget before. And so now they're telling their money where to go. And I've started donating plasma and took up all these other little ways to make money and have made significant progress with their finances, even with, you know, having kids and being married. And then the last example I'd like to bring up is I had an elderly gentleman join us who's retired. And he went through the class, and it really opened his eyes with the insurance that he needs to take out. And he had taken out, I don't remember what it's called, but there is a lesson where Dave Ramsey walks you through the insurance you need and the insurance that you don't need. And he was able to differentiate the different types of insurance he does need and doesn't need, especially as he nears, you know, the end of his life and, you know, life as a retired man. So really across the board, anyone from any circumstances, they will learn something from this class. And it has been amazing seeing the lives that have been affected by this program personally. I mean, even from my students from a year ago, I'm just so proud of all the progress they've made. And I know anyone can make just as much progress.
Amanda, I find that incredible that one single series can help the broadest range of people possible. It sounds like it's going to be a great evening. And then before we go, just kind of remind our listeners where they can go to get all the information and to sign up.
Yeah, so the easiest way would probably just go to our parish website, stceliachurch.org, and there's a banner at the top for financial peace that you can just click on. If you want to go to the financial peace registration page for my class specifically, you can go to fpu.com/11-36-38-5.
Amanda, thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Thank you, Brenda, for having me.
And again, that is Amanda Earlywine. She is from St. Cecilia's Church in Beaverton. Financial Peace University will be starting there next week. And I'll be sure to add a link to where you can get straight to all of the information you're going to need to sign up. And you're going to find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.